You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Mangere Wastewater Treatment Plant is Auckland's largest, dealing with over 70% of Auckland's wastewater. Biosolids, the byproducts of this treatment process, are currently transported to the neighbouring Puketutu Island as part of a project to rehabilitate it. However, by 2035, the Puketutu Island Rehabilitation Project will be phased out, and a new strategy will be needed to deal with Auckland's biosolids. I spoke with Andrew Deutschler, Head of Wastewater Planning at Watercare, about what Auckland's wastewater system looks like, the challenge and potential solutions we are facing with our biosolids, and how Aucklanders can be involved and provide feedback in this process. So before we start, could you tell us a bit about the wastewater system in Auckland and the role that the Mangere Treatment Plant and Puketutu Island in particular play within it?
Sure. So Watercare runs a extensive wastewater system that provides wastewater servicing for roughly 1.7 million people around the city. The Mangere Wastewater Treatment Plant is our largest wastewater treatment plant, so that services about 1.2 million people all across the central and western isthmus, so out to Waitakere, and then down through sort of Hawick, Pakaranga, into South Auckland, down to Drury. So quite a big area, and that's all serviced by the Mangere Wastewater Treatment Plant. The relevance of Puketutu Island, so the biosolids that are produced at Mangere Wastewater Treatment Plant, which are a very wet soil-like material that's a byproduct of the wastewater treatment process. We are currently using biosolids from Mangere to rehabilitate an old quarry on Puketutu Island. The intent of that is that we will use those biosolids to rehabilitate the quarry and eventually restore the contours on the island similar to what we used to have there with the volcanic cones. It's roughly a 20-year project for us, and we're halfway through, which is why we're working towards a new biosolid solution for 2035.
Yeah, so what are the potential solutions to phasing out the Puketutu Island?
Yeah, so for the scale of solution we need, so for the volume of biosolids that are produced at Mangere, there's two solutions that can cater to that need for Aucklanders. One is another landfill, so similar to what we have at Puketutu at the moment. And the other is an incineration facility, which is not something that's done in New Zealand from a biosolids perspective to date, but is something that's very common technology overseas, particularly in Europe.
Yeah, could you tell us a bit more about the landfill option? Will there be another potential rehabilitation project like we saw on Puketutu Island?
Yeah, for both those technology types, landfill and incineration, we're going through a process at the moment, a very structured, rigorous and robust process to look at potential options for those technologies, so how they compare against one another and potential locations. So exactly, say for a landfill example, if that was the solution that was chosen, exactly where and what that would be used for, it's simply too early to say at this stage, but it is possible that they could be used for another rehabilitation project if that was the option that came out as preferable.
Are there any that are sort of preferable from an environmental perspective?
For both landfill and incineration, we're looking at quite a few technical inputs as part of our assessment process, and a big part of that is the environmental impact of those solutions. So that's one factor that we're weighing up, and sort of a core objective for the project, along with servicing growth across the city and enabling Auckland to grow, is making sure that we're being environmentally responsible for future generations, whatever the solution may be.
Is there any solution that Watercare is in favour of at the moment, or is it still just under consideration?
Still under consideration, and too early to say. We're working through a process at the moment, and that will sort of consider all the factors that we need to consider in determining what that solution is. So that will become apparent in time, but right now we're really just working through our assessments.
Yeah, and how can the public get involved in this decision-making process?
Yeah, we're very keen to have the public engaged in this, and we've put a lot of focus into that already. So in terms of what's available now and where the public could turn their attention, we have a page on our website dedicated to this work, and we're also active on social media platforms regarding this. The engagement to date has been focused on education So what are biosolids, what are the potential solutions, and also hearing from Aucklanders regarding what's important to them. And we're really keen to continue that through the second half of the year and beyond, so that when we do have an idea of what the solution could be, Aucklanders are much more informed and can participate in the conversation more meaningfully.
Yeah, so can we expect more details on the potential option as it goes ahead?
Yep, absolutely. Once we've done the right level of work to be able to communicate that. But the focus for us right now is working through all the technical and cultural assessments. And once we've done that and we're in a better position to understand what the solution is, then we'll start to communicate that outwardly.
What is the plan for the use of Puketutu Island once it is rehabilitated?
Puketutu Island is looked after by the Te Motu Aotearoa Trust. So Watercare is just leasing the land at the moment that was the former quarry. So once we have completed the rehabilitation project, the plan is to return that land that we're currently leasing to the trust for long-term maintenance and use.
Auckland has a growing population. Is our current wastewater infrastructure adequate, and can we expect changes, especially like regarding the Mangere treatment facility?
Yeah, so from a biosolids perspective first, yes, it is adequate. We produce biosolids and we produce wastewater every day, and so we're currently utilising Puketutu Island for the biosolids 24/7, 365 days per week. And the Mangere Wastewater Treatment Plant is already providing a reliable service for large parts of Auckland, and we have future upgrades planned for that site as well to ensure that it continue to meet its consent conditions. That it can operate reliably and that it can service its population.
Yeah, thanks for that. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, that this biosolids project is really exciting and important for Watercare, and we feel it should be for Aucklanders as well. It will provide a really valuable service, sort of enabling the region to grow and also to have a sustainable environment. So we're very keen for Aucklanders to be engaged in that. So we really encourage people to be curious, take a look at the material that we have available, and then sort of participate where there's opportunities to provide feedback on what we're doing as well.
That was Watercare's Andrew Deutschler speaking about potential solutions to Auckland's biosolids challenge.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.